Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Mason Wazwaz.
Okay, Mason, we're doing nighttime recording.
We're doing nighttime recording. We're days late. We got nothing planned.
We're not days late. We had to take the week off last week because I was in Seattle.
Oh, you're in Seattle. God, I forgot. I haven't talked to you about that.
I did go to the Henry Art Gallery in Seattle, which also just put a statement out that they are committed to equity and inclusion. And they basically made like a fuck you administration eat shit. We're going to fucking still do our DEI shit.
So how come people are more willing to do that than to stand with Palestine?
Well, do we know? I mean, it's less controversial.
Okay. When we have like actual Nazis running our government, it's less controversial? Really?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Everybody who would go to the gallery or give it money probably agrees that there's Nazis running the country right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and like, they're not afraid of repercussions about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know Henry Art Gallery that well. Maybe, I don't know if maybe they did do some kind of something.
Should
about
we email
Palestine.
Them?
Yeah, let's get on the email.
I'm going to send them an email. Did you get their contact information while you were there?
Shoot them a quick email. Just send it to like, let's go asmith@henryartgallery.org.
No, I want the real situation. You didn't talk to them over there?
Didn't talk to them. Fuck no, I just went as a visitor.
You didn't go chatting?
Did I go into the offices and be like, yo, motherfuckers?
Yo, I'm Kate from the Bay Area. How's it going? I'm an artist. Want to see my portfolio? You didn't do all that?
Yeah, I just whipped out my portfolio. We threw it down on their desk.
They love when artists do that. It's so cool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I made a portfolio. I don't think I have a portfolio proper, except for like the one I have from when I was in college.
Aww, like an actual portfolio case kind of thing?
Yeah, where everything's in a plastic sleeve.
Oh my God. That's very nice.
Can you imagine?
No.
Okay, anyhow, I went over there. I saw a show they had by A.K. Burns.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7.3.
Was it just near impossible to understand?
I was really excited about seeing an A.K. Burns show, and I think just the context, like they were re-showing some past work, and one of the things was a thing they did when I think the new museum was under construction, mm-hmm. and they had like kind of a performance where they were moving all the like construction waste around in the museum.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, I'm interested in that, but like in this new context, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's not interesting.
Yeah. So anyhow, if you're in the Seattle area, though, I would recommend going out and checking out the Henry Art Gallery. It's part of the University of Washington, and don't get lost in the parking garage.
Did you get lost in the
also,
parking garage?
I did. And also, they have a very cute little cafe there. Oh, they also have a James Turrell piece it's like the thing we have over at the DeYoung Museum.
Yeah, can we record an episode there sometime?
Inside the James Turrell Circle.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, James Turrell has things that are big circles or ovals, and then the one here in...
They look out into the sky.
Yeah, the one at the DeYoung Museum just has a big hole up top, and you kind of can look out, and the fucking clouds go by, and it's really cool. I love that fucking shit.
And sometimes the color, I mean, doesn't your eyes adjust in a weird way where sometimes like the color inside kind of shifts a little bit. It's subtle, but with the different times of day, it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, but the problem with this one in Seattle is that it's closed on top. It has like a piece of glass or something.
Oh, why?
And it's kind of purple. I don't know, but I definitely didn't like it as much as the one we've got. So San Francisco, we're fucking winning on the James Turrell room art.
The PS1 in the Bronx, in Long Island City, Queens, has a good one too that's open to the sky.
Okay, well, do you think it's better than the one we've got?
Well, no, because the one we've got, it's like outside of the museum. It's like a cute little solo installation out in the woods. You know, whereas the one at PS1, it's in the museum. You have to pay entrance to get inside to see the shows inside. And then if you might happen upon that installation. This one is just like, you can just walk through the garden cafe and just pop on in. And there's always a sign that says, beware of coyotes, which is always a little nerve wracking.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I could be hanging out in here and then a coyote could come in, and it's a circle. So, I mean, a wild animal might feel all of a sudden terrified and caged in a circular room.
Yep.
And then you're in there with it. I was like, ay, ay, ay.
That's right.
So I think last time I was in there, I like sang some songs just to be like, I'm in here right now. You can't come in. We're not hanging out. It's all good. Just wait until I'm done.
I wish a coyote would come in. I would pet it.
No.
I would kiss its sweet Kate, little face.
Absolutely not. Oh,
I'd be kissing it all over.
Kate. Yep. No. No, I absolutely adore coyotes. That's not a thing, but...
Sorry, I have to kiss and love the coyotes.
They're so cute, but I don't... I want them to be wild.
Deal with it.
I don't... I just feel bad about wild animals becoming domesticated.
Well, how'd you get a damn cat in your house?
It upsets me. Dude, it's already domesticated.
Yeah, but they had to start somewhere.
Don't start with
me,
Kate.
They had to start somewhere, Maysoon.
Not taking it. Not going there.
Maysoon, they had to start somewhere.
Nope.
And I have to start somewhere. And it's with the coyotes in the fucking James Turrell circle room.
No.
Yeah.
There's already dogs.
I'm kissing their faces. I'm petting their little ears.
I'm against this. This is making me upset now. Let's change the topic immediately.
Okay, moving on. I've recently heard that there's going to be a Robert Crumb show at Cushion Works, I think in April.
No way.
From what I heard, Robert Crumb himself may come to the opening.
No way. You got to find out. Jimbo has to know.
Well, you got to go to the opening and find out.
Well, no, I want to know in advance.
You need to know
I'll ask Jordan.
You got to go to the opening and see.
Okay. I'll just... email them over there.
Everybody watch out, because Real Time and Space, where I am a member, the art studio and residency program, is about to put out their open call for the next round of residence. And we...
God, I feel like you guys are always doing that.
Yeah, we have a lot of open calls. What? Not really. I mean, the last one was a year ago.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It's like once a year-ish.
How many residents do you guys bring on in a year?
Oh, it depends. Like anywhere from like around like 8 or 9. Like 6
And why
to
do
9.
You do that?
Why do we have a residency program?
Yeah.
I don't know. So people
why not
can
just be a studio where you guys, a bunch of artists, have studio spaces, you do your studios, and...
Well, we have that in all the studios except for one. I don't know. It's nice to have people come and, like, you know, have new people come in and, like, shake things up. They also
get a
stipend.
What if you had, like, a fellowship instead where, like, one of the... Well, maybe that's weird.
What?
One of the studios is, like, a year-long studio, and then it switches.
Well, why have less artists?
It just sounds like a lot of administrative work.
Yeah, it fucking is.
For artists
but
who are there to
bad.
Actually be in their studios making work and thinking about their own stuff.
Wait, for who? What are you talking about? Who are you talking about, me administering?
I'm talking about you and whoever else is managing the program. It just sounds like a lot of
extra
work.
Yeah, but we have grant money. I get a free studio for being one of the managers.
No, even that's extra work. Managing grants.
Applying for
like,
the grants?
Ugh, applying for them, managing them, doing open calls, reviews. It just sounds like you're working at a nonprofit.
Yeah, but it's really not that much work. Because I split it with Johnny Bockwinkle. I really like it when we have the talks. We just had a talk with Danny Lopez and Richard Jonathan Nelson. They're both textile artists. And like were all these like queer other textile artists and other artists and other just queer weirdos that came to the talk. Mm-hmm. And it was just stuff like that makes it all worth it.
Good.
Speaking of, Manoush Zamoradinia is over there at 500 Cap Street.
Yeah.
Doing all kinds of programs because
she's got
a
program
show
every Saturday.
Every motherfucking Saturday. So
until
get over
when?
There. Well, I know there's a program on March 15th that's going to be from 1 to 8 p.m. celebrating Bahar until sundown.
1 to 8 p.m. Wow. Okay.
And it's going to be really good. Community building melting pot. 1 to 8, that's great, because then I can fucking go, because everything's been
you
on Saturday while I'm working.
The show Spirit Gleaning is up through April 19th, 2025. That's the day after my birthday. There are free and self-guided tours Friday and Saturday from 12 to 5. Pop on in. And
pop on in.
February, March, there's an upcoming, well, you just said this, upcoming program on Saturday, March 15th.
Uh-huh.
There's one on, there's a program on April 5th called Community Building, Walking, Sweets, Tea, Sharing Stories with Makan, which is a Swana artist-in-residence program started by Tarne.
And for those who don't know, Swana is Southwest Asian North African.
And then the final program is the closing night day, April 19th, and that one is encourages people to bring their own broom.
Bring That's your own BYOB, man.
BYOB. BYOB. Exactly. Go Manoush, man. She's busy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Go ahead.
Here's a wild one. They got a show over there at SF Camera Work, okay, mm-hmm. that is called A Strange Vibration, and it's got works by Lynn Keller, Darcy Padilla, and Elizabeth Sunflower. And it's in collaboration with Retro Photo Archive and Bay Area Lesbian Archives, which I didn't even know that was a thing that existed.
Cool. We should interview them.
Hell yeah. And that's going to be up until April 22nd, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 6. We got to get in the mix with this lesbian archive. What the fuck?
I don't know. It sounds awesome.
Do you think that they have a lot of, like... denim jackets?
I have no idea. Maybe some leather.
Some leather jackets?
Denim? You think denim? Is denim indicative of lesbian?
I would say so. I would think so, yeah. Denim jackets, bolo ties.
How about some muscle tees? Like you know, like the shirts that show your full arm, maybe a little bit ripped.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's accurate.
Okay. What shoes are lesbians wearing these days?
You
or
got,
back then?
You got...
This is an archive.
You got...
We got some practical gym shoes. Reeboks.
You got Stocks. No, maybe not. Crocs and Docs. Birkenstocks, Crocs,
that's right. We talked about this before. Stocks, Crocs, and Docs. It's so good. It's so good.
Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal.
Because, yeah.
The Bay Area Lesbian Archives... have a mission to preserve the lesbian history of the greater San Francisco Bay Area and make it accessible to the public. Their collections emphasize the lives and activism of courageous everyday lesbians. Who found...
That's you, Kate.
Who found ways to live open and authentic lives. These brave pioneers envisioned and created a counterculture, the magnitude of which is unprecedented in women's history.
Wow.
These stories are amazing. A vital addition to the histories of freedom and social justice movements worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Very cool. Let's see what their take is on
you
Palestine.
You want to see a weird disclaimer? Okay. Let's see what they have to say about Palestine. there doesn't appear to be anything directly on their website about Palestine. You want me to send them a quick email?
Yes, send them a quick email.
Hey, where do you fuckers stand on
Andrew
Palestine?
Andrew at lesbianarchive.org.
Let's just try A. Smith. Should I really? Okay, I'll make a draft and then I'll come back to it later, okay?
I'm going to take a note here. We're emailing the Henry. We're emailing the lesbian
archive.
Okay,
you got to do the Henry, and I'll do the lesbian archive.
I'll do the Henry.
Okay, phenomenal.
And I will reference their statement, the lesbian archive.
God, they went hard on that DEI statement, I'll tell you what. They're going hard for DEI. It's kind of, okay, can I be real for a second?
I mean, I'm into it. Do it. Great.
Maysoon, can I actually be completely real with you for a second?
Well, sure. You usually are pretty real with me.
I'm going to be more real than you've ever seen before. Okay, obviously, everything happening with our federal government is a fucking disaster. Okay, yeah, we hate that. Okay, isn't it a little... Do you not find it just a teensy bit funny how hard they're going after DEI when it did feel like a lot of the DEI stuff was kind of ineffectual nonsense?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as we are clear on that.
It's low-hanging fruit, you know? They're like, oh, great, we can sort of attack this and our base, our like racist white base will be super happy about it.
Yeah.
But really, it doesn't actually... Maybe it doesn't actually do much. It's like I mean, there's a major corporations are like dropping their DEI programs. Like they probably didn't give a fuck about their employees in the first place,
right?
Ever.
Not to say that there won't be, for sure, I'm sure, repercussions that will hurt people, but it is a little funny to go out for DEI.
And then like Target cracks me up. Like they took their DEI away, and then like after a week of losing major money, they're like, oh, we reinstate it.
Yeah. So wait, okay.
I'm like, people don't go to Target.
Yeah, let's just skip it. I'm boycotting so many fucking things, Maysoon. It takes me like...
We basically need to boycott everything.
5 hours to go grocery shopping because I'm looking up every fucking item in the boycott app.
Are you really? Good job. That's amazing. Just buy vegetables, honestly. Just don't buy any packaged foods anymore. Just like all vegetables.
Yep.
Hopefully it's all from California. You're doing your best.
Okay, back on track here, Maysoon.
I was on track.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting back on track.
I was going to tell you that about a show that I saw. I went to the opening.
What?
What day is it? This happened days, like almost a month ago. Did we not talk about it? Did we talk about the show at SoMart's?
What the fuck? No, oh, speak
so
on
there's
it.
A show called From the River to the Bay at SoMart's. We didn't talk about this? That seems
no,
weird.
Dude.
From the River to the Bay, an exhibition on SoMart's.
Please talk about it for like, can you talk about it for like 25 minutes?
Probably not for 25 minutes, but it's curated by local artists and muralists.
I'm going to make some tea. You
and
go
muralist,
ahead and talk about it.
Local Palestinian artist and muralist Chris Grazella. And he is in the show. There's about, let me see here. Looks like maybe like 15 artists in the exhibition. It's great. I'm very proud of SoMart's. I'm very proud of SoMart's. I just am.
They've been fantastic.
They're fucking doing the work, and they're showing it, and they're standing up for it, and they're advocating for what they say. And I just honestly, like, the biggest kudos ever out to everyone working there, to Maria Jensen, the director over there. Yeah. We see you. We hear you. We know you're doing it. We thank you. We know it's not easy. I know it's, specifically know it's not easy because I was let, you know, because I know that they got some complaints about the show. They were called, you know, there were death threats specifically, but basically people upset that the title, you know, people always think the title From the River to the Sea kind of idea is violent, and it's not, but that's what Zionists are trained to believe.
Yep.
So I know SoMart's had some, you know, some pushback on the show, and they had to sort of like advocate for the artists and for the idea and stand behind it. And the show is up and it's awesome. And I really want to encourage people to go see it if they believe in Palestinian liberation, if they believe in freedom
art
of speech
viewing.
For
art
artists,
viewing.
If they believe in art mm-hmm. viewing, if they believe in community art spaces, if they believe in standing up for what's right. All the things. You should get out there.
Do just a few more.
If they believe in
sanctity.
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 Okay, if they believe in sanctity, if they believe in, there's like a really, if they believe in tatris, go to this show. There's like such
God,
cool,
the tatris
like,
is happening all over the place.
I'm so into it. This is like kind of like a framed architectural, like looks like architectural arches, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
in the curved space, there's fabric, like canvas, like clean white or just white canvas. And there's tatris on the canvas. And it's like, you know, it's not printed.
And
it's tatris actual tatris.
Is embroidery.
It's Palestinian embroidery specifically, yes.
Yes.
And it was so cool to see it. And I looked at the back. You're not, the back was against the wall, but I was like, is it really? Is it really it? And you could see the back.
Do they have a clean back?
It looked pretty good. I didn't do like a, I was during the opening, so I didn't want to really investigate, but I did kind of look for the artist for a second, but it's so many artists I don't, you know, it's like, seems like a lot of young artists who I don't know, and I'm all for it, love it, but I didn't know a lot of people, which is fine. What else?
I got a little bit of bad news.
There's a, is your recorder stopped?
No.
Okay, hold on. There's
oh, okay.
There's also like a tent, like a, what do you call it? Like a recreation of a student tent encampment, a student encampment in the show too,
oh,
which I thought
right
was great.
On.
It might have actually been like a student from like Berkeley or from one of the local Bay Area schools. So there's a bunch uh-huh. of signs and flyers and sound and a tent itself. And it was, I don't know, it was just a, it was great. It was nice to be there. The opening was jam-packed. I mean, jam-packed, which is so always so nice to see like that much support, which isn't surprising.
Were you nuts to butts?
Nuts to butts. Well, I don't think I had any nuts on my butts, but
okay, good.
It was pretty busy. We went on the later end.
Speaking of encampments,
yes,
can I just throw this out real quick?
Yeah.
They are having meetings at I think UC Berkeley about divestment.
Yeah.
And they're going to be happening February 26th and April 2nd. And you can RSVP and get more info if you go to tinyurl.com/FSJP divestment. It is Faculty and Staff for Justice in Palestine. They're a group trying to get divestment to happen.
I'm just thinking about how things are getting worse. I mean, Gaza's been terrible, but now, like, the West Bank is completely under siege. I, like, got so stressed out today. I just found out about the tanks rolling into the West Bank, which is terrifying and hasn't happened in decades. I was just like, God, I gotta get on, get back on with, like, the city workers for divestment. Figure out what's going on there.
I gotta go to my union meetings at Mills and see what's up with that, because the SEIU has, like, a divestment group also.
Yeah, divest wherever you can, people. I don't know, I hate even saying it this out loud, but my mom started an IRA Roth for me when I was a kid, and so I have this, like, every month I get, like, a notice, you know, like, a update from them, and today I was, like, going through, because it's always, like, in these funds, and it's, like, multiple multiple corporations are in there. It's not just, like, I have stock in Apple. It's, like...
No, it's, like, a mutual fund where it's like, 9 million things.
There's all sorts of things, so I kind of, like, today was the first time I was, like, let me just look into all these things and see what's really going on here. And
oh, God.
Out of, like... I have my phone close to the recorder. I just want you to know it made a little sound and I moved it away.
No, get it out of there.
Sound nice. Anyhow, all that to say, I mean, one, they're all corporations and they all suck, period. But I was specifically looking up if any of them had direct relationships or ties to Israel. And I think there was maybe one that seemed a little bit like, I'm not liking this kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, can I just be like, can you just take them out? Why can't I create my own portfolio of, I just can't
cash the whole thing out and invest it yourself.
I know. I don't want to invest in anything.
Invest all your money in, well, I guess I don't actually know all the ethical issues involved with Mettler Toledo, but Mettler Toledo, they make industrial scales, and I'm telling you, the stock only goes up.
Really?
Never goes down.
Have you looked into who their, like, board of trustees is? Are?
Sure haven't. But they started in Toledo, Ohio.
I think
they're headquartered in, like, China. I used to be, but then, you know, of course I got behind the eight ball and had to cash out all my stocks. I have no stocks currently.
Did you make money off of them?
Yeah, I did. I think I made like $200.
Dang! $200? What'd you do with that? You bought a movie pass.
Fucking pay down my credit card or some shit. Shit.
God damn it.
God.
There's another show I wanted to tell you about. Our dear friend, Kathy Zerur, a friend of the show, recent interviewee, lovely person. Yes.
Oh, my tea's getting here. My tea's ready. Okay, go ahead.
Tea's getting ready. Kathy works at Skyline College, as you all remember from our recent interview with her, and she just opened a show in their gallery there called Civilization Blues. That's with three artists, Ebdi, Asma Kazmi, and Shirin Kalatbari. And it opened February 10th and is on view through March 21st. So you have almost a whole month to get out there, which is pretty good. Let me see if I can
find... Somebody give me a ride, please.
Yeah, you and I, let's get out there, because there was a performance opening yesterday on Saturday that I missed, and so I really need to get out there.
Well, do we have time to go? When can we go?
Actually, we might not have time to go. March 21st, I'm going to be out of town.
Well, I'm going to go. You're going to be in motherfucking Japan. Maysoon's going to Japan. Once again... A U.S. American has fallen for the intrigue of Japan.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
What are you going to do there, man? Are you going to go to the studio?
What do pyramids in Egypt, votive objects from ancient Mesopotamia, and the semi-precious stone lapis lazuli have in common? They are associated with some of the earliest civilizations in the world. Civilization, we are taught, that this is the highest mark of achievement for a society. It's associated with progress, modernity, and success. But is there another side to the story? Civilization Blues is an art exhibition that includes the work of three artists, Ebdi, Asma, and Shirin. Each one traces remnants of early civilizations arriving at painful realities in the present day.
Really good. Get out there, people.
Get out there, people.
Come on. Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
They're having some Irish music out there at Montalvo.
Really?
It's a group called Gowicha, okay? It's an Irish word.
Okay.
It means come here. And they are fucking from Ireland, full blown, okay?
Okay.
They were named by the Chicago Irish American News as the group of the year. They also won the Freiburger International Liter 2016, whatever the fuck that is. It's German. Okay, and they're going to be performing at Montalvo. And you know I'm not a huge Montalvo fan. I feel weird going to that fucking place. But
you love talking about them, though.
They're going to be... Well, they send us a lot of emails. They're going to be performing on March 14th at 7:30. If somebody wants to drive me out there for that, I'd see that shit. Oh, and it's like St. Patrick's Day.
March 17th, St. Patty's.
Is that? Oh, okay. Well, this is March 14th, so just kidding. But looks like there's plenty of tickets left, so if somebody wants to get me a ticket and drive me out there.
You have to buy tickets?
You got to buy a fucking ticket.
That's all I got.
Well, Jack Fisher has a show up. No.
You
people are losing their minds for this Leonora Carrington show up at Wendy Norris. Fuck.
I've got to go see that. Holy shit.
Okay, let's
on
go
my
see
list.
It. You, when can we see it, man? Can you go in your lunch break or something?
Yeah. Where is Wendy Norris? How do I get there quickly and back?
It's like over by the Transamerica building, I think.
Oh, fuck. You've got to be kidding me. That's way too far.
Why? No, it's not.
Too fucking
come on.
Far, man.
It's 1 second
Wendy
away.
Wendy Norris.
Get a little electric scooter.
I'm just going to take a Lyft.
Take an electric scooter.
436 Jackson.
If you don't take an electric scooter, I'm mad at you.
I'm not taking an electric scooter. Fuck that.
Why?
Because it's... I don't know how to ride those things. I'm going to kill myself on one for the first time.
Yeah, I don't want to take one either, to be honest.
Okay, let me see directions from 401.
Ugh, my tea's not ready yet and I poured it prematurely.
Why are you... What's going on? You boiled water ages ago.
I'm making it in a little teapot.
It's a 30-minute public transit route. Ride an 18-minute bike ride, a 42-minute walk, or a 9-minute drive. Why don't you meet me at the gallery and we can lift over?
Okay.
Or whatever. It's actually faster for you just to get off at Embarcadero and walk 3 minutes.
Yes, that's how I used to get to the et al. Chinatown location.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, that's a 13-minute walk from Embarcadero. That's easy as pie.
Is 7-Eleven BDS?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Let's check really quick. Hey, bad news. Velveeta, shells and cheese. That's fucking BDS, man. Kraft.
Yeah, that's okay. Bye.
Did you know Velveeta is owned by Kraft?
You just gotta go to Annie's, man. Haven't you been eating Annie's mac and cheese? Fuck Kraft.
I think Annie's is BDS.
Annie's better not be. I'm gonna be pissed off. I mean, I don't eat it anymore.
Hang on. Here we go.
Are you looking at no thanks?
I'm fucking looking it up. I'm looking it the fuck up, man. Oh,
what are you looking
Annie's
up?
Is good to go. Annie's is fine.
There you go.
What about Amy's? I thought one of those weird, like, crunchy brands of everything was
Let's find
not
out.
Good. Looks like 7-Eleven is good to go. Let me check my five other boycott lists. I think we can't buy anything anymore, man. We got to just make our own shit. We got to be dumpster diving and making our own shit. Okay? That's where we're at.
I remember dumpster diving. Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. There's this motherfucker that I saw on TikTok, and mm-hmm. his name is like or something. And he walked all the way down the Pacific Crest Trail, like in like homemade shoes. And then, of course, the homemade shoes like fell apart, and he was barefoot for a long chunk of it. And then he made new shoes. Yeah. And he just had like a little cart with all his shit on it. And he's like, I'm doing an experiment in non-ownership. And I'm like, you know how it seems when you find one of these people and you're like, okay, who's actually bankrolling this project?
Totally.
You know? Anyhow, then he gets to Los Angeles and he fucking is like, I'm just going to live in Griffith Park. He's like, I'm going to be just here living in Griffith Park for a while and like living off the land in this park. And anyhow, if you guys are in LA, go to Griffith Park. You'll probably find this guy.
Okay. Let's go interview
him up.
Let's go interview him. Let's find out about BDS.
Yeah, let's figure out his stance on Palestine. I bet it's, I don't know. I could be anywhere, to be honest. I have two gripes. I have a lot of gripes. I've been very gripeful.
Oh my God, I've got a gripe with you. Not with you, but with someone you know.
What?
Anyhow, go ahead. Tell me what your gripe is, and then I'll go to mine.
I got two big gripes. Somebody I know posted this fucking video on fucking Instagram that was like, this person who's claiming that they're a therapist, but I looked into them, and they're actually not licensed as a therapist at all.
Oh, no. That's not nice.
They do
that's
have
terrible.
A master's degree in clinical, like, therapy, whatever, but they never got licensed as far as
they
I can tell.
They didn't do their hours kind of a thing?
Right. I don't know what happened with that. But anyhow, they're like, I'm a therapist and here's what I have to say. And they're like, you know, mental health has been very popular lately, but there's a few things that just shouldn't be happening. And she's just like saying all this shit that's like very like bootstrap your mental health. It's basically like, don't make your diagnosis your identity. You know, you have ADHD, so you can't focus. Like, fuck off and get it together. Like,
no. I don't think so.
Yeah, and like
that's the way mental health has been treated all this time. That's why everyone's so fucked up.
Yes, exactly. It's and like, it was taboo, like very taboo. Offensive.
Don't talk about it. Pretend it doesn't exist. Just be fucked up by yourself. Fuck you.
Yes, and they were like, oh, just because you don't like your boss doesn't mean you're whatever, that you're in a toxic workplace or this and that and the other thing. And I'm like, well, whatever. I'm just what I just felt
idiot. If, oof, yuck.
Yeah, it just felt like very bootstraps McGee. And then I really looked into this person, and they are like a coach for like startup CEOs, you know?
That's
and
why like, they suck.
It just drove me nuts because I'm looking at this video on Instagram. So I see everyone I know who liked it. And the folks who are liking it are like some of my most hippie, crunchy, like new wave people.
But do you really know them?
Apparently not.
That's a gripe.
People need to be able to talk about these things. Yeah. That's like number one. Okay, anyhow, that really pissed me off. And then, I don't know, that was the main thing. I just, you know, working at the gallery and all that.
Yeah.
It's just like...
exhausting.
Sometimes, like a lot of the time, it's just cool because mostly I'm just working in the bookshop and like selling books to people and like having fun interactions with weirdos. But sometimes...
Oh, you had like a weird guy.
Yeah, who? When? Oh, yeah, I had a guy come in and he wanted to like wash his hands. And I was like, oh, yeah, the bathroom's right here. And then he was in there for eternity. And I was like, oh, no, is he fucking dead in there? Like, what's going to happen?
Oh, no.
Anyhow, shit like that happens all the time. But that's not my gripe. My gripe is the art people.
Oh, yeah.
He survived. He was fine. He came and hung out for a long time.
Oh, did you know him?
No, not at all.
God, sometimes I worry a little bit about you there, but it's okay. You're doing great.
Well, knock on wood, everything's been fine so far.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, but Maysoon, the thing that is the issue is the fucking art people. And sometimes art motherfuckers come in and they have terrible art conversations like right in front of my desk so I can't get away. You know?
Can you tell them to take it outside? That would be so
great. Next time I'm going to start really letting myself become unhinged. I started to today I was talking to several art people about all this, and I was like, what if I just really become a problem and I just go to art openings and like get into fist fights and shit?
No.
I think it's just sometimes I remember that I'm kind of in the art world for real, like the shitty art world.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to just disappear from society.
Then you're like, why?
People, do you feel this way ever? Let us know. Give us a call, 419-351-6606. Or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We want to say a huge thank you to our donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous. And if you want to donate to the show, go to congratulationspinetree.com and smash that donate button.
I want to give a quick shout out to my comfort cat, Lionel, over here. He's really doing a great job today.
Well, I'll tell you one thing the cats remind me of is that I'm going to go kiss the sweet nosies of every coyote I come across.
Don't you fucking dare. Girl, you're going to stop bringing that up. You know that it pisses me off.
Sorry. Why does it piss you off?
Because I just don't want it. I just feel like coyotes need to be like on their doing their own thing, not being fucked around with human by humans.
Okay, you're right.
Even if you are the human.
And I'm not staying on top of sanctity. Okay, here's the deal, Mason.
No, I have one more. I have something to say. Okay.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
My gripe is, I think this week, I don't even know what day it is. Maybe on Friday did I come in? I came into the bookstore for a quick hello. And Kate introduced me to her longtime friend who I'd never met before, who I finally met before. And that person was so uninterested. I was like, wow. I was
just shy.
It was beyond, bro. I really was like, wow.
No, it was not beyond.
It literally felt like he knew me from another life and hated me in that life.
No.
He's just shy. So funny.
Because I talked to him about you like 60,000 times, so it was really built up.
So he was just like, oh, this is all? That's it?
No, he was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, and he got super shy.
No.
I'm telling you.
So funny. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at him about it, but I was a little bit like stunned. I was like, wow, okay, sorry.
Well, I think it was also on me because I didn't facilitate as well as I could have.
Yeah, we need a better meet and greet next time. I did kind of roll in on my bicycle and the bookstore was so packed. It was really ridiculous.
Yeah, and we have had issues with bicycles lately.
You have not.
Yeah, because really? When it was rainy, people were bringing their wet bikes in and, like, getting water everywhere.
No, you can't. You have to say no bikes allowed.
Yeah. Well, you know how good I am at fucking enforcing anything.
Oh, my God. Kate, really?
Ugh. Yes, I'm a fucking disaster, and we all know it.
Okay, well, they can't be bringing wet things into a bookstore. It's all paper.
Yeah, that's a fact. Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. The San Francisco Review of Whatever has its inaugural first issue coming out.
Oh,
it's already out. You can already get a copy.
It's a magazine.
Yes, it's a journal, I would say. Yes. It's really good. It's fucking got classified ads. It's got essays. It's got cartoons and images and photographs. It's like really nicely made. It's printed carbon neutral in Canada by Hemlock Printers on 100% post-consumer waste.
And recycled shipped paper. To California.
They actually walk it over by...
Don't tell me carbon neutral, you motherfuckers. Do your best.
Look, walks it over in his little cart, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Get real. Get real right now.
You're doing a great job. Thank you for walking. You must have thighs of steel.
He does have thighs of steel. So check out the San Francisco Review of Whatever. They are having a release party this Friday at Et Al. I'm going to be in conversation because I have a cartoon in there. Aww. So come on by. I think it starts at like 6 and then I think the actual programming starts at like 6:30 or 7 or something. Just get there at 6. Okay. There's going to be mingling. It's going to be cute. And
6:30 is when it starts though.
And thank God we have a new publication, an art publication in San Francisco. Let's be glad about it.
What's it called? The Journal of Everything?
It's called this. Oh, my God. It's called the San Francisco Review of Whatever.
Oh, God. I was so off. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right here and now.
Oh, you can. I know the website. Title. Wait, I know the website. It's sfreview.org.
I just was going to say I didn't like the title.
The SF Review of Whatever? Why?
I just don't like it.
Get on board, man.
I'm not on board. I mean, I'm sure
if you don't get on board, I'm going to scream. Okay, what were you going to pop off about?
Well, I was just, I don't think it's appropriate, so I'm not going to pop off anymore about it. But I wanted to try to remember something else I was trying to say.
What was it going to be? You must tell me.
I was just going to comment on a celebrity's recent thigh viewing.
You saw a celebrity's thigh?
Just on the TV. And they were covered in pants.
Don't be watching the TV while we're recording this. No, you're not.
This is from weeks ago.
You're not observing sanctity. Sanctity.
This is the thighs were sanctity.
Okay. Sanctity. Okay, well, and we're going to say free Palestine. And I'm going to be seeing all these wildlife creatures from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.